Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since grown to serve as a daily pause, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the eighth day of the month of Nisan. Please continue to daven for all the cholim, for all those in need of our collective prayers. Their names are listed in the daily email. Sign up for the daily email. You can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Also want to thank our sponsors for this week as well as for today. It must be very popular this week. Today's call is also sponsored in my honor and very, very unnecessary. It's a labor of love. And it's really you, the callers, who make the call what it is. And so I am very grateful to each of you who've joined us each and every single day. Many of you from the beginning, and we continue to welcome new callers each day, each week. And so I thank you for making this something that is important to you. And more than anything, it's our collective Torah learning and our collective tefillos, our prayers, that are really making a difference. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Daniel Fox of Darchei Noam, Glenbrook in Northbrook, Illinois, to share Dibrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Fox fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are Psalms 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. We'll be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Sahal, for our brave soldiers, the Mishaberach for the Shvuim, for those who are still tragically held hostage. And Rabbi Fox will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Fox.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, and thank you to the OU for continuing these wonderful and inspiring calls of Torah and Tehillim, and thank you for inviting me to join once again during these very important days of preparing for Pesach, the holiday of Geula, of redemption, as we continue to live during historic times, davening and praying for peace and safety, the return of home of all of our brothers and sisters, as Rabbi Herman just mentioned, and of course, the Geula Shlema, the complete redemption, God willing, speedily in our days. I think it's important that before we actually sit down at our Seder, God willing, just a few days from now when we're eating matzah, drinking wine, singing Hallel, to think about how we got there in the first place. You know, the Ben Ish Chai writes that we dip karpas, really the first thing that we do at the Seder, other than making kiddush and washing our hands, we dip a vegetable into salt water. And the Ben Ish Chai explains that this is to remind us of Yosef's brothers. Many years ago, the sons of Yaakov dipping Yosef's coat into the blood of a goat so that they had a story to fabricate to their father about what happened to his son. For in truth, the brothers had really thrown him in a pit and sold him. But we should remember that the story really begins there, not years later with Moshe, not even with the beginning of the actual slavery, but the Pesach story begins with Yosef and his brothers. But what was the exact moment? If we can be as precise as possible, what exactly did the brothers do or not do that led to a 210-year exile of pain and suffering? What was, if we had to boil it down, the essence of their sin? And I think the Torah teaches this to us. And in fact, the brothers themselves are the ones who really figure it out. Because when they go down to Egypt to get food, there was a terrible famine in Israel, in the land of Canaan. So the brothers arrive, and Yosef, of course, recognizes them. They don't recognize him. And Yosef is giving them a bit of a hard time, much to discuss, longer than the few minutes we have today. But we see in that story that the brothers begin introspecting. They're talking among themselves. They're reflecting or contemplating what got them here. And they say in Bereishis, Perek Mem Beis, Pasuk Chaf, chapter 42, verse 20, Vayomru ish al achiv, and the brothers say to each other, aval ashenim anachnu, we are guilty. Al achinu, for what we did to our brother. They're owning up to it. They're doing tshuva, seemingly. What did they do? It doesn't say that we weren't nice to him. It doesn't say that we threw him in a pit. It doesn't say we sold him, as terrible as all of those things are. What they say is, asher ra'inu faras nafsho, ischananu elenu, velo shamanu. That we saw that our brother was in pain. We knew that he was. He was crying out to us, and we didn't listen. Al kein ba'a elenu hatzara hazos. That's why, they say, all of this is happening to him. It's not that they weren't nice to him, or that even they threw him in the pit in the first place. True, those things are not good. But the essence of their sin, the brothers realize, is that when your brother is in pain, and when he's crying out, velo shamanu, they didn't listen. And it's no surprise that the beginning of the redemption, many years later, centuries later, in fact, is not with some incredible act of heroism or a supernatural feat. There are many of those too, of course, that we recount on Pesach and at the Seder, but it begins in Shmos Perek Beis, the second chapter of Shmos, with Vayigdal Moshe, as Moshe grows up, Vayetzei Elachav, Vayar B'Sivlosam, and he goes out to his brothers, and he looks at their suffering. He wants to see, he wants to hear. The tikkun, the fixing of the shortcoming of the brothers who looked away and turned their backs, even as one of their very own was crying for help. That's what Moshe did. That's what Moshe began. That's what Moshe taught to us, that God forbid we wish and hope and daven that our brothers and sisters should never have to cry out. But if they do, it's the responsibility of all of us, all of the sons and daughters of Bnei Yisrael who come from those very people, those very tribes, to make sure that at the very least we see and we listen. We're living during incredible times, you know, difficult times, and we continue to daven every single moment, as we will in just a moment, for the safe return of the hostages, for the safety of our soldiers and all of Klal Yisrael. We're living during amazing times of nisim and neflos, of miracles and wonders, of Hashem's love and protection for Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, being broadcast for all to see. And sometimes the magnitude, at least for me, of what's happening can feel overwhelming. Like, what can I do? How can I help? The issues are so big, and I'm just one person. And so was Moshe. He was one person. And he wasn't famous or well-known at the time. The way he began the process of Gula was just to go out and listen, to hear the pain of his brothers, to be with them, to show that he really, truly did care. And that's what we're trying to show Hashem right now. Taking time from a busy workday and hours of preparing for a Pesach to look beyond ourselves, to hear, to see, to daven for Achinu B'nai Yisrael, to show Hashem that we really do care deeply. That even as time passes and life becomes busier, we take time out like Moshe Vayetzei Elachav to go out to our brothers, to look beyond just ourselves, to hear their cries, to cry and daven along with them. And in that zechus, in that merit, the Torah says just a few verses later, and I'll conclude, Vayizaku v'tal shavasam halalokim, right after, B'nai Yisrael cry out, and their tefilos went straight to Hashem, the Torah tells us. That's how the Geula began. That when we see each other and care about each other and daven for one another, our tefilos can and will go straight to Hashem. May we merit to celebrate this Pesach together, all of our brothers and sisters, all of Am Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, God willing, b'mheira v'yameinu. I'll now recite Tehillim Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lamanatzeach mizmor leDavid. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha mikodesh, Umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha, V'yolascha yidash nesela. Yitan lecha chil bavecha, V'chol atzatzecha yimalei. Niranana b'shuasecha, U'v'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mish'alosecha. Ataya dati ki yoshia Adonai mishicho. Yaneu mishamei kasho, Bigvuros yesha yimino. Eilev arechev ve'eilev asusim, Va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hey, makaru v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nis odad. Adonai Hoshia, HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Kareinu. Tehillim Perek Chaf Gimel, Chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Ro'i Lo Achzar Bin Ostesha Yar Bitzeini Almei Menuchos Yenahaleini Nafshi Yeshovev Yanchini V'magilei Tzedek L'man Shemo Gam Ki Eilech Begeit Salmaves Lo Ira Ra Ki Ata Imadi Shivticha U'mish Antecha Heimayin Achamuni Taroch Lefanai Shulchan Neger Tzoriroi Dishanta Vashem En Roshi Kosi Rivaya Achtov V'chesed Yirdefuni Kol Yemei Chayai V'shavti Beveis Adonai Liorech Yamim. Tehillim Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, Chapter 121. Shir Lamalos Esayinai Leharim Me'ai Nevo Ezri Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shamayim Va'aretz Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha Al Yanum Shomerecha Hinei Lo Yanum V'lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shomerecha Adonai Tzilecha Al Yad Yiminecha Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakecha V'yareach Balayla Adonai Yishmorecha Mikora Yishmor Es Nafshecha Adonai Yishmor Tzilecha Uvoecha Me'ata V'yad Olam. Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shir Amalos Mimam Akim Kirasicha Adonai Adonai Shim'a V'kovi Tihyana Aznecha Kashuvos V'kol Tachanunai Im Avonos Tishmarya Adonai Mi Yamod Ki Imecha Selicha L'ma'an Tivarei Kivisi Adonai Kivisa Nafshi V'lidvaro Hochalti Nafshi L'Adonai Mi Shomirim L'Boker Shomirim L'Boker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki Im Adonai Echesed V'Harbei Imo Fidus, V'Hu Yifdes Yisrael, Mikol Avonosav. Tehillim Perek Kuf Mem Beis, Chapter 142. Maskil L'David B'Hil Sova Me'ara Sefila, Koli El Adonai Ezak, Koli El Adonai Eschanan, Eshpoch Lefanav Sichi, Barasi Lefanav Agid, Yisatev alai ruchi v'yata yadati nisivosi v'yorach zu ahalech tamnu fachli habet yamin ur'e v'ein li makir avad manos mimeni ein doresh l'nafshi da'ati elecha Adonai amarti ata machsi chalki b'eretz ha'chayim hakshiva el rinasi ki dalosi me'or atzivini mirodafai ki ametsu mimeni otsia mimaskir nafshi la'odos az shemecha v'yachtiru tzadikim ki sigmol alai. Achenu kol beis Yisrael anisunim b'tzara uvashivya omidim bein bayam uvein bayavasha amako mirachim aleihem yotziem mitzara leravacha umeafela liora umishibud ligula hashta ba'agala uvizman kariv zinomar amen. Mishaberach l'chayel eitzal, a prayer for the IDF. Mishaberach avosenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov v'yivarech es chayelei tzva ha'agana l'Yisrael v'anshei kolchos ha'bitachon העומדים על משמר ארצינו וירא אלוהינו מגבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבה ובכל מקום שהם ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה ומכל נגע ומחלה וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם, ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם ויתרים בחסר ישועה ובעטרת ניצחון. וקוים בהם הכסוב כי אדוני אלוהיכם ההוליך עמכם להילחם לכם עם אלוהיכם להושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. מישברך לשבויים, a prayer for those being held in captivity. מישברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב יוסף משה ואהרון דוד ושלמה הוא יברך וישמור וינצור את נדרי צבא ההגנה לישראל ושבויו ואז כל אחינו הנצונים בצורה ובשביה בעבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מספלל בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם ויוציאם מחושך וצלמוות ומוסרותיהם ינתק וממצוקותיהם יושיעם וישיבם מהירה לחיק משלחותיהם. יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו לבני אדם וקוים בהם מקרא שכתוב ופדויי אדוני ישובון ובאו ציון מרינה ושמחת עולם על ראשם ששון ושמחה יציגו ונעשו יגון ואנחה v'nomar amen. Mishaberach lechol in the prayer for the sick. Mishaberach avoteinu Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo. Vivarech, virape, es. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lahachalimam Ulraposam Ulachizikam Ulachiosam Vishlach Lahem Meira Refuah Shalema Min HaShamayim Lechol Evareim Lechol Gideim Besof Shahar Chulei Yisrael Refuah Sanefesh Refuah Saguf Hashta Ba'agala Vizman Kariv V'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Fox. We look forward to having you back on the program in a year, Tashem, please God, in the near future. Wishing you, your family, and your wonderful community a Chakashu V'Sameach. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world.